And they are the 10 qualities that we mentioned. You should ask yourself, have you got these 10 qualities? Can I get these 10 qualities? You want victory? This is victory. You want salvation? This is salvation. You want successfulness? This is successfulness. Not all the times you had. When you haven't even got these in your life, these qualities, have these before you even think of anything else. Especially in times of today, when the whole world seems to be fighting the Muslims, the true Muslims. The true Muslims, we should ask ourselves, what is Nasr? What is victory? What is real victory? And how can we be among the victorious, the successful? Well, we just mentioned it. To be a Muslim, a mu'min, a qanit, a sadiq, a sabir, a khashir, a mutasaddiq, a sa'im, hafidun lil farj, and dhakirullah. This is a true believer. This is a true Muslim. And we all know the companions of the trench. We won't, inshallah, delay you too long. The companions, the story of the companions of the trench. When the huge trench was dug, and then a huge fire was lit inside it. What for? For whom? To do a big barbecue? Yes, for a big barbecue. But who was the barbecue? Those that said, La ilaha illallah. That were the barbecue. Until they reached to a lady who had a baby in her arms. And she was hesitant, reluctant. I cannot jump in that fire. I'm going to hurt myself and the baby. She feared, and a mother always has remorse, feelings towards her child. No matter what her belief is, she will always have this. It's the thing, the nature of a lady that Allah has placed in her heart for her infant. But what happened then? When she was reluctant, look at this victory. Look at this successfulness. Look at this salvation. This is salvation, wallahi. The one, the Almighty, who made every creature speak, made that cradle boy speak. What did he say? Oh, mother, endure, be patient, persevere in this ordeal, for you are on the right path. In other words, mother, jump in this pit of salvation. Mother, jump in this pit of successfulness, for you are on the path of truth. Did she lose? Wallahi, if she did not jump in, she might have lost. Because it's not to be defeated by the enemy. Many people think, oh, we're defeated. Iraq's gone down. Afghanistan's gone down. Palestine's going down. You can never be defeated. Wallahi, you can never be defeated. If you have this victory in your heart. If you are defeated, that means you have left Islam. And this is the only time any human being can be defeated. When he denounces, La ilaha illallah. Oh mother, throw yourself in the fire. It's not fire, it's paradise. Throw yourself right now. Do not be reluctant to throw yourself in a pit of paradise. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he got thrown off the catapult, he's flying in the air. Huge fire, burning for days. It's become black. Flying in the air. Did he start crying and yelling and shouting? When Jibril came and said, yeah, Ibrahim, can I help you? He has helped me? You know. SubhanAllah, look at that faith. You know. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. How beautiful is that? Sufficient for me is not you, but the Almighty Lord, and He is the best disposer of all affairs. You know, wallahi, this is victory. Wallahi, this is salvation. Wallahi, this is successfulness. And the enemies knew this. They could not defeat him. They could not waver his faith. Because he knew the meaning of La ilaha illallah. The lady, Al-Hamadiyya, the famous lady who committed adultery. Even though that the Almighty Lord concealed her adultery and no one found out of her adultery, she insisted, confessing her sin and placing herself before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, pleading with him to purify her through stoning. Why? She wanted to sacrifice herself for the Almighty Lord and to undergo a repentance so pure it would have sufficed Allah's forgiveness to 70 of the people of Medina. And the 70 people of Medina were companions, not like us. Companions of those days. Which if one of them were to give a half a hand of wheat in charity, it would be better than us, all of us, giving gold the size of Uhud in charity. It would have sufficed Allah's forgiveness to 70 of those companions. Why? Because she knew what victory means. She knew what salvation means. It is not to die. Salvation is to die on La ilaha illallah. And this is salvation. And the generation of those elite soldiers, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What a generation. Which the Islamic Aqidah instilled in them the truth of faith. It enlightened, illuminated their lives with the light of Tawheed, and they feared no one but the Almighty Lord. When you hear the mountains like Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Abdullah ibn Salam, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Sa'd ibn Mu'av, Talha ibn Ubaidillah, Abdullah ibn Awam, Bilal. Allahu Akbar, they roar, the mountains roar when their names are mentioned. Khabbab, the family of Yasir. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Umar al-Faruq, Uthman ibn Nurayn, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Abu Turab. These mentionings are not mentionings that are easy. When you hear this mention, the mountain will shake. As Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayagas, Muhammad sallallahu was standing on the mountain of Uhud. And next to him was Abu Bakr and Umar. And what did the mountain of Uhud do? It had Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it had Abu Bakr and Umar. It did not have Hassan on it. It had Abu Bakr and Umar and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It trembled. It started shaking. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to it, "Oh, mountain of Uhud, calm down. Take it easy. Relax. For you have a prophet and two martyrs on you." Allahu Akbar. It trembled due to the excitement of having those three great men. Because Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and then Umar, Abu Bakr, after all the messengers and prophets, he is the best man that walked the earth. And then Umar ibn Khattab came second after all the messengers and the prophets. But these believers, brothers and sisters, had a type of nasr, a type of victory that we are in dire need of today. Allah Ta'ala gave them the firmness of faith and the conviction to stick to the truth and not waver. And this type of nasr, wallahi, no one can ever defeat you. No one. No matter how many plots and means, no matter how secret and subtle that enemy's plot is directed specifically, which is directed specifically to the Muslims' thoughts, their primary goal is no other than to turn all of us, every Muslim, man and woman, from Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, will frustrate them in their hopes and nullify their plots. But when? When we are all sincere, obedient, and upright on Islam. Look, listen to this beautiful verse. Inshallah, I'll end it with these last two verses. In Surah Ali Imran, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. If you remain patient and you fear Allah Ta'ala You be obedient to Allah Ta'ala, their plots will not affect you in the least. And Allah encompasses all that they do. He'll destroy their plots. That's as long as you aid yourself with the religion of Islam. And in Surah Muhammad, verse number 7, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. O you who believe, if you help the cause of Allah Ta'ala, He will help you and He will make your feet firm, stable and grounded with victory. And we all know and it is known that the victory and help of the Almighty Lord only comes by following that which He has prescribed, obeying His commands, and abstaining from that which He prohibited.